This is the GOAT on Radio KCUF, speaking to the empty spirits of modern times. Black metal is about the ambivalence of the soul, to give itself into the wind, into the swaying of time and momentum and place, or to stand alone, to be brushed only by the wind, touched, unlike a mortal, by the existence and power and beauty of the intellect and life. The abstract, that which cannot be touched by the sheep, those who need something tangible, will fail here. It is the land of the spirit alone, and those who can face this coldness are the masters of this new land. We're going to play you some classic black metal tonight, with some of the newer hits coming out of the black metal factories over across the ocean. But nothing can top this. This is classic immortal. No one will ever be what this is. Enjoy.
God on the winter moon. Thank you.
And that concludes a trio of some of black metal's most important and formative works. One of the first black metal albums to be really released in the modern style, Immortals, Diabolical, Full Moon, Mysticism, contains the song called The Winter Moon, which you heard, a classic of the early Bathory-influenced but still overly romanticized, modernized, and ambient-influenced black metal, arising about 1991 or 2. After that came from Gorgoroth's second album, which happens to be an EP called Antichrist, a song called Sorg, which, although slow, captures the beauty and folk influence of black metal, and so was portrayed here. Next, after that, was a classic from Emperor from their split with Enslaved. That was Wrath of the Tyrant. Still my favorite version of that song, and so you will be subjected to it. In any case, KCUF Radio doesn't believe in bullshit, so I will bullshit you no further. But thank you for listening. Here's more black metal from another classic of the scene, the terrifying, ugly, self-involved Mayhem.
Many years have passed as if you run. Buried ages ago. Get down here!
Dimmu Borgir. Such beautiful music about such brutal topics. I'm not really sure how to pronounce or translate that title, but it's in a foreign language, and I believe it has something to do with the native tribes of Scandinavia coming up against a new kind of tribe invading with the Christian religion from the south. Though it's beautiful music, I do believe that was some kind of call to arms. Ah, well, we can't forgive black metal, or can we? We can just appreciate it. In a world with too many people, and daily increasing frustrations and interpersonal agonies, we can forgive a few mass killings, a few open graves, and even, perhaps, vicariously participate, enjoying the release of our own stultified, impotent emotion in a world that will never recognize its value. This is The Goat on Radio KCUF, and that was Dimmu Borgir. Before that was Mayhem with Buried by Time and Dust from their Live in Leipzig opus. A must, required listening for any black metal fanatic. Well, that's a sweet one. We have another dark, romantic epic of a much more personal nature. From the groundbreaking Sacramentum of Sweden, here is Cries from a Restless Soul.